Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The New York Times just published an article called How Divorced Parents Lose Their Rights. I'll bet that most people don't know the facts in this article, so I'm going to tell you what it said. Married parents cannot sue each other when they have differences of opinion. Parents are presumed to act in the best interest of their own children, and parents' rights are respected. However, divorced parents and parents who were never married have no parental rights at all. Those rights have been transferred to family court judges and to so-called experts, such as counselors, lawyers, psychologists, or custody evaluators who were chosen by the judges. According to the New York Times analysis, family court judges routinely decide such major decisions, such as where the children of divorced parents will live, what school they will attend — homeschooling is usually not approved — where the kids will go to church, even which denomination, and where and how they will receive medical care. These judges may even decide whether the kids can play soccer or must take piano lessons. After divorce, usually one parent wins custody of the children and the other becomes just an occasional visitor. Even when unmarried parents agree on a plan, judges can overrule them. A judge can decide when the separated parents may spend time with their own children and how much time. Any agreement that divorced parents make with each other can be overruled by a family court judge. The problem is the phrase, the best interest of the child. The right to make those decisions used to be the child's own parents. But somehow in the 1970s, the legal establishment moved the definition of that phrase to family court judges and deprived parents of their parental rights. I hope you will read my book, Who Killed the American Family, to be further informed about how family courts have damaged the American family.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power and freedom is lost. To get your copy of the book, Who Killed the American Family, autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of microplant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure. Price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, December 11, 2014 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next hour. Well, John's in town. He finally made it after a long drive. And I guess there's going to be a meeting Saturday with Erskine, Dave Hodges, John, and myself. So I'm going to have the privilege of meeting both Erskine and Dave Hodges. Never met them before. Didn't even know they both lived here in the Valley. So that's kind of exciting. And because of that, I thought I'd browse around a little bit in Dave Hodges' website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and pulled up a couple of pretty interesting articles here. I was doing some fishing today, looking, doing research on preparation for the show, and I came up with something that I wanted to share with you guys here. And I know a number of you know about this, but I'm going to get a little bit more in depth with it. This is written by Dave Hodges, excellent writer, by the way, and I'm fascinated at his work. But in getting into this, by the way, the phone lines are open throughout the program, as always, 800-313-9443. Many people in the independent media have reported that an estimated 28,000 pastors were recruited by FEMA and DHS as part of the clergy response team, and that their initial and primary training was to tell their flock to obey the DHS version of Romans 13. Romans 13 in the King James Version of the Bible begins, and I quote, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Romans 13:1, unquote. Now, many of us have been quick to point that this bastardization of the Romans 13 is designed to force compliance to government edicts who might not otherwise comply. And certainly, all governments are not established by God. Were the governments of Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, and all ordained by God? What about George III? Most people in the independent media think that this is the extent of the threat posed by the existence of the clergy response teams. Now, Romans 13, though, is just the tip of the iceberg. He says, "I have discovered that the clergy response teams are taking on much more nefarious duties, and it can be accurately stated that the pastors associated with the DHS/FEMA/clergy response teams are going to be doing a whole lot more than encouraging their flock to obey the government." On December 9th of 2014, Dave says he conducted a telephonic interview with Pastor Walt Mansfield. Pastor Mansfield was among the first of the pastors recruited to become a part of the clergy response team. The revelations he conveyed about this program had pastors doing a whole lot more than preaching Romans 13. But before going into the disturbing contents of the interview, let's take a look at the relevant legislation which helps to legitimize Pastor Mansfield's outrageous claims. The background legislation, December 31st, 2011, President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act. We all remember that. It was like New Year's Eve and everybody had gone home. Remember that? Signed into law, which in addition to allocating $662 billion to the Pentagon, also contains a measure which allows United States citizens to be taken into custody and held indefinitely without ever being charged with a crime. Not only can any citizen deemed a threat to national security interests of the United States be held forever without receiving a trial, but the military will be the ones arresting those citizens. NDAA Section 1022 Subsection C allows detention under the law of war without trial until the end of the hostilities authorized by the authorization for use of military force. And who was it that said that this war on terror is going to go on for 100 years? Was that Joe Biden? Was that Dick Cheney? I don't remember who it was. The National Emergency Centers Act, or H.R. 645, mandates the establishment of national emergency centers to be located on military installations for the purpose of providing temporary housing, medical, and humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster, according to the bill. Okay, I'm going to stop right there, take a call. Dave in Nevada, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. I was listening to the last show with John, and there were a couple of callers that kind of piqued my interest, and I was trying to raise the issue of whether or not America is a quote-unquote Christian nation.
Well, excuse me for interjecting here, but why are you calling into my show to talk about their show?
No, because you're No, I'm listening to what you've been saying recently, just in the last couple of minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
And so, the reason why I'm calling is because I didn't get a chance to flesh out my point, which is that people should really consider whether or not the United States is truly a Christian nation or not.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because they should look into their founders, and they should ask the question, are our founders Christian? And the second question they should ask is our founding document Christian? Because if it's not, if our documents and our laws are not Christian, then we're not a truly Christian nation.
Well, you know, Christianity, and I'm not going to get into a biblical show here, okay? I'm reading this article from David.
I'm not either.
Wait a minute. Christian is a matter of faith, of belief. And we're talking about a Christian nation. You know, a Christian is a human being. Is it a Christian nation? I don't know. Is it a Christian nation? It could be a Muslim nation, Christian nation, Jewish nation. There's a lot of different faiths that reside in the United States. So, this term of Christian nation, to me, really is irrelevant. Because if I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian as a human being, not because my nation is Christian. I could care less whether my nation is Christian if I have a walk with Jesus Christ. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, to a degree.
But Dave, what's your point? What difference does it make if this is or isn't a Christian nation if a Christian belief is in an individual, not a government?
Because the people need to know what religion they're living under. Because I think
the listeners of this audience have a pretty good idea of what they're living under, okay? And it's far from Christian. You know, the powers that be are not operating under the auspices of Jesus Christ or the Christian philosophy or belief or whatever you want to call it. But regardless of that, the Christian faith is in the individual. It's not in the government. So I don't really know where you're going with this or what relevance it has on Christianity as a whole.
Well, because people keep using the term Christian nation.
I don't care what they use. They can use whatever term they want to use. You know, if that blows their skirt up, fine. I don't care. They can call it whatever they want. You know, what relevance does it have to you, Dave?
It's not what relevant it has to me.
Okay, listen, I got to go, man. I got a break coming up. This really isn't going anywhere. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Stick around. I'll go back to the article in a minute.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
American Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host. Yes, I was going to try to get through this article, but the phone lines are loading, so let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. What do you got?
You asked a question about Romans 13.
No, I didn't ask a question. I was reading an article, but go ahead.
Okay. If the government wants the people to obey Romans 13, which is in the Bible, and give unto them, the government, what they think they deserve, mm-hmm. That only would apply if the government itself was abiding by that same book.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, good. I knew you would.
Okay, yeah. So then we don't have to. They can't use that book against the people when they're not abiding by it. And then the other question is this a Christian nation or not? Not anymore. It was at one time, and our documents show that and can prove it, but it's not anymore. The government has taken over. People now worship money. The government worships power. And
well, that was the point I was trying to make, Joel, to Dave, is that, you know, the Christian belief or the Christian faith is within the individual. And yes, you're right, at one time it was a Christian nation. But look what has happened to this. I mean, we have digressed or, you know, just fallen into an abyss of evil.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it starts at the top. This nation is a mess. It is coming apart at the seams. And yes, if we got back to the basic roots of, you know, Christian beliefs and philosophies, you know, maybe it would do something, but it's too far gone.
I agree. You and I usually agree. Not always, yeah. But usually.
I remember you were my first caller, Joel.
That's right.
I'll always remember that. All right, anything else you got before
no,
I go on?
I should win something for that, though.
What's that?
I should win something for being your first caller.
Like I have anything to give you as a prize.
All right. We'll let the next ones go.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
We see what you're bringing up is why church and state should not be tied together. You see, look, the state is trying to coerce the clergy, the Christian clergy, to manipulate the people. Kings and priests have always worked together in order to manipulate the people. And when you put those two powers together, when you start saying, well, God said, you know, to make you obedient to the state, that is a very dangerous thing. I'm really glad a lot of that whole Christian nation thing was tampered down, because several years ago, you know, everybody just kept thinking if they could just make Congress more Christian, everything would be wonderful. But those people are men, and they, just because they call themselves Christians doesn't mean they're going to abide by Christian principles, and it just gives them too much power.
Right. Renee, I agree with you. They're using it as a manipulative tool.
Yes.
I get it. Okay.
They're using it for evil. And see, because there was this phony historian called David Barton that was going around the country telling a lot of lies, actually false quotes and everything else from the founders. But I studied this several years ago. Many of the founders were deists. Okay, it was a religion of the Enlightenment, and many of them were influenced by that. Everyone that went to Congress years ago in the early days was given a copy of the Jefferson Bible. It was a smaller Bible because Thomas Jefferson went through the entire Bible, and he left a lot of stuff out. What he did, he cut out the moral and ethical teachings of Jesus, and he compiled them into a smaller book because he felt that's what was important. And it was called the Jefferson Bible, and they used to pass it out to every new member of Congress in the early days. So the thing is, there's been a lot of lying, just like they tried to cleanse Thomas Paine from our history because the clergy got so mad at Thomas Paine.
I'm going to stop you right here, okay? Because I've got a long article to get through here, and really, I don't want a history lesson on it. So thank you very much for the call. I'm going to move on. Back to the National Emergency Centers Act, or H.R. 645, it mandates the establishment of national emergency centers to be located on military installations for the purpose of to provide temporary housing, medical, humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster, according to the bill. The legislation also states that the camps will be used to provide centralized locations to improve the coordination of preparedness, response, and recovery efforts of government, private, and not-for-profit entities, and faith-based organizations, right? So when the mainstream media is denying the existence of these FEMA camps, it's stating right here that these FEMA camps do exist, and they're going to be used to relocate people and faith-based organizations. So they're using these pastors to round people up. Now let me get through this, folks. I appreciate the telephone calls. I really didn't want to get into a debate about this, nor did I want to get into any educational issues about this, because it's a quite lengthy article, and I want to get through this because I only have an hour. The bill also provides that the camps can be used to meet other appropriate needs as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. This is carte blanche mandate that many fear could mean the forced detention of American citizens with the NDAA in the event of widespread rioting, i.e. Ferguson, following a national emergency, Ebola, or a total economic collapse, which we all know is on the horizon. Now, Pastor Mansfield's insider revelations, Pastor Mansfield was recruited to become a member of the clergy response team, which would operate under the control of NOVAD and DHS. Mansfield's revelations about his experiences are stunning and concerning at the same time. Pastor Mansfield attended several briefings, and he could barely believe his ears. He learned of the government's plan to enact martial law as well as to implement forced population relocations. Mansfield emphasized that when martial law is enacted, the enforcement would be immediate. In other words, family members will be separated from each other, and part of the training that the clergy received was how to comfort separated family members. Pastor Mansfield emphasized that the FEMA/DHS drills were predicated on bioterrorism. The pastors were trained to go into homes where people refused to be relocated by the authorities, and their immediate job was to convince the reluctant to willingly go to the relocation camps. Ostensibly, this was to be done in lieu of sending in a SWAT team. Dave says he asked Mansfield if FEMA camps were real, and he stated that much of the clergy training focused around this scenario of pastors operating within the forced relocation centers. The main goal of a pastor assigned to a FEMA was to bring order and encourage compliance with DHS requests, hence the emphasis on Romans 13. The pastors were forced to sign non-disclosures. Interesting, the pastors were told not to quote Scripture. The DHS document, which was prepared for the pastors, clearly stated that Scripture had been used to oppress people in the past and that the presenters strongly discouraged its use. During a time of crisis, people do go through a crisis of faith. Sometimes quick mention of God in Scripture may not be helpful. As we all know, the Scripture has been used to oppress, dominate, and at the same time used for healing and reconciliation, reviewing of relationship with God and people. If the pastor senses it is appropriate to use the Scripture in prayer, it must carefully be done for healing of victims, not to uphold pastoral authority. In other words, all legitimate pastoral authority was abrogated by the pastors who participated in the roundup of American citizens. Also on page 14 of the same training document, pastors were admonished to avoid unhealthy God talk. Specifically, pastors are ordered to avoid using references to God when helping people cope with the loss of a loved one. God must have needed him or her more than you. God never gives more than we can handle. That's what they're supposed to say. Pastor Mansfield also revealed that pastors will be issued badges under the Clergy Response Team program. Any pastor not displaying the badge indicating that they have been trained under these guidelines will not be permitted into the established and designated DHS safety zones. This reminds me of the banishment of religious figures from Plymouth Colony who, in good conscience, refused to go along with some of the extremism of the day. Along these lines, the clergy response team is also a Kool-Aid drinking program. The pastors are absolutely forbidden to publicly speak out about any aspect of the program. You go into your local church and ask the pastor if he's a participant, and he's likely going to tell you no, unless you know him real well. If you were to ask your pastor if they are FEMA-trained pastors, they're not going to tell you. I hear the music. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm not going to take any more calls today. I want to get through this, folks. Be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony of what a wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Back with American Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host. Ask yourself a question. What pastor could in good conscience participate in this heinous program? You know, if you're a member of any church out there, I would encourage you to not just ask your pastor if he's a member of this, but to press the issue and watch his body language. Because if he is, I'd be exiting that church right away. Mansfield told Dave Hodges that there are an 1,000 FEMA-trained pastors across the country. The pastors in America are being coerced to participate because when an emergency is declared, no pastor who does not have the FEMA-trained government badge will be allowed to be in a declared emergency area. Pastor Mansfield felt strongly that this was the government's way of removing Jesus from America's landscape and set the stage for the ushering in of the New Age religion. And it is mind-boggling to fathom how so many reporters and media types deny the existence of FEMA camps under these circumstances. It is also disturbing that any pastor would agree to participate in a program in which Jesus and the Bible end up on the cutting room floor. Since interviewing Pastor Mansfield, Dave's been contemplating the potential wisdom of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in which he made the following quote. We should have resisted the KGB at the front door. If the KGB thought they might not go home that night, the Russian people may have had a different fate. Huh. Amazing. Okay, well, that's that. Now, I've got one more in this website that I want to share with you folks. If I can get to it here, let's see. There we go. All right. Now that you know that your bank account is no longer owned by you, that you are, an unsecured creditor, and the next time there's an economic collapse, it's going to be a bail-in, your retirement, your 401k, your home, even your freedom is at risk, and it is time for you to salvage what you can and then put what's left of your resources towards survival. Literally, your life depends on whether you begin to take your assets out of the bank and begin to purchase life-sustaining supplies. This article will make more sense if you visit the Common Sense Show website, and I encourage you to do so. He's got a lot of good stuff on there, folks. The petrodollar is on the verge of collapse. Some are forecasting that the run on the banks could begin at any time between now and Thanksgiving. Well, I do not make financial predictions. Thanksgiving's over. Didn't happen yet. Given the validity of the volatility of the present market, I feel strongly that one might want to err on the side of caution. I've been saying this for a while. There was an obscure story which ran 3 years ago, which is receiving scant attention, and yet it is the banking story of the decade. It is the number one banking story in human history. It is the story which will destroy America's banking accounts. It is the story that spells the beginning of the end of America's financial empire. This is the end of the financial empire of America, and nobody is talking about it. What is the story? Well, first, the prerequisite background. Nearly every publication estimates the derivatives debt to be in the range of $1 quadrillion to $1.5 quadrillion. Conservative estimates tell us that this derivatives debt that has been assumed by the governments of the world is at least 16 times the entire value of the assets on planet Earth. This generation cannot pay off this debt. Your children, your grandchildren, even your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren cannot pay off this debt. If the status quo were to remain in place, this debt could not be paid off in the 25th century, the 30th century, or even the 50th century. My estimates place the interest on the debt to exceed the entire value of the world's assets, and the interest is increasing far faster than the governments of the world can service the debt. Who is the debt owed to? We know it is owed to the first movers, the owner of the central banking system. If you want an identifiable target, let's call the debt owners of the planet the Bank of International Settlements, along with their henchmen at the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and their minions at the United Nations. The BIS is collapsing its own banking empire in order to usher in a new world order, which will be discussed later in this article. The world's economy has been dealt a fatal blow from which it cannot recover. No amount of a budget belt tightening will ever change this fact. We could literally be taxed at 100% rate, and the derivatives debt and the interest on the debt will continue to increase faster than the nations can pay the debt down. In an obscure but well-reported 2011 event, Bank of America announced it was shifting derivatives in its Merrill Investment Banking Unit to its depository arm, which has access to the Fed discount window and is protected by the FDIC. Now, this was announced as a news blurb in the mainstream media and was prominently reported by the Daily Mail. This was the single biggest financial event in the history of America. It was bigger than the 1929 stock market crash, and it was bigger than the beginning of the bailouts in 2008, but it did not receive the banner headlines that it should have received. What does this mean? It means that the Bank of America's European derivatives are now going to be insured by U.S. taxpayers and its two most important financial institutions, the Federal Reserve and the FDIC. And what is even more distressing is that the Bank of America did not even seek or receive regulatory approval for this action. This action was simply acted upon on behalf of frightened counterparties. Under the Federal Bankruptcy Act of 2005, the counterparty's derivatives debt receive super priority when it comes to the disbursement of FDIC insurance payments to failed banks. Where do the rest of us stand in terms of reimbursement for a failed bank? We are in last place. In short, when your bank fails, your money is gone. Now, just how serious is the derivatives debt for the Bank of America? Well, the Daily Mail reported that this was a direct transfer of risk to the taxpayer done by the bank without approval of regulators and without public input. The estimated total of derivatives debt tied around the neck of Bank of America is little under $80 trillion and is growing exponentially because of the interest payments. And yet, there is Another shocker. J.P. Morgan Chase is receiving the same undue government benefit with $79 trillion of its national derivatives debt guaranteed by the FDIC and Federal Reserve. Now, what this means for you and me is that when Europe finally implodes and the banks fail, U.S. taxpayers will hold the bag for trillions in insurance derivative contracts labeled as credit default swaps, which were sold by Bank of America and J.P. Morgan. And this is when you will lose all control over your money and ultimately your life if you are not prepared ahead of time. When the derivatives debt reaches the point where it causes our debt load to be so great that we cannot even service the interest, all financial institutions will fail. All governments will go into default. If the Federal Reserve engages in print money out of thin air policy to cover the insurmountable debt, as they did with the bailouts in 2008, the resulting hyperinflation will make the German Weimar Republic seem like a prosperous economy. And do you think your money is safe because of the FDIC? Let me repeat, the FDIC, by law, must first pay the derivatives counterparties. Since the derivatives debt exceeds the world's total wealth by a factor of at least 16, do you now understand how and why you are not getting your money back when every bank fails in the near future? Just the debt insurance that Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase have obtained from the American people totals nearly $160 trillion. Before you accuse me of being paranoid, first explain how that debt can be paid. It cannot be paid back, ever. Why? Because the United States government only takes in about $2 trillion per year. And since we no longer have any meaningful tariffs on foreign imports, thanks to the free trade agreements, the people of the United States have no way to pay back this money. However, the banksters are grasping for breath as they die on the vine. However, they will not go down without a fight. They are delaying the inevitable crash, which will take them down with us. So they are trying to keep their heads above water by stealing your bank account, your pension, and your 401k. And when your money is gone and your life is destroyed, the one solace we can take is that Wall Street will follow us right into the gates of hell, as they will not survive either. And this is all by design. The purveyors of the central banking system are as evil as they come. They have set into motion the derivative scheme so as to destroy all civilization so they can remake this planet in their own twisted image of their conceptualization of a brave new world. Brave new world order. I've said it before and it bears repeating. The Bank of International Settlements and its henchmen, i.e. World Bank, IMF, and the United Nations want to collapse the existing order on this planet. Their assault upon humanity has begun. They are beginning the demise with collapsing the world's financial empire. And when economies crumble, national governments will fail, and then the people will soon come to understand the term, the New World Order. What's the final goal? Transhumanism. We're not talking about the creation of just an evil world government. We are talking about the creation of a planetary structure in which most will not survive. Now, take a look at the Georgia Guidestones. They want to reduce the world population to 500 million or less. And those that do will live in a hellish and biologically transformed slave planet. Now, without going into great detail here, I would refer you back to the first 30 minutes of the movie Man of Steel, where the ideals of Krypton will soon be visited upon the Earth, in which the inhabitants of this planet will be bred for specific purposes. This new empire will be Satan's empire, and it will be based on their perverted notion of transhumanism. And under the new transhumanism, you will be bred for servitude, and your skill sets will be biologically programmed. I hear the music. Be back in three. Final segment coming up. I think, yep, it's final segment coming up. I'll finish this when we get back.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it. She says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'll open up the phone lines for the last segment, 800-313-9443. I don't mean to shut you off. I just wanted to make sure I got through this, folks, because it looked like back during the callers it was going to get a bit lengthy. Anyway, I'm going to repeat this again. Under the new transhumanism, you will be bred for servitude. Not you. You know, us. We're not going to be around, and I'm going to go into that a little bit after I finish this. Your skill sets will be biologically reprogrammed. They're talking about the future. In 1932... when Brave New World appeared, it was still science fiction. And Dave goes on to say, as his friends Steve Quayle and Patrick Wood can attest to, that day is here. As I write these words, we are entering into a brave new world. In the meantime, folks, Get your money out of the bank while you still can and purchase essentials for your survival. And begin taking your money out today. Buy the essential supplies with your existing bank account and only leave enough money in the bank to service your existing bills. That means on Monday at work tomorrow, you need to stop your automatic deposit on your check. If you delay, your ability to feed, water, and protect yourself and your family will disappear as the banksters make off with all of it. We cannot stop what is coming. You can only prepare to try and survive for as long as you can. And folks, have you ever really, really gotten in depth and thought about this? Have you thought about what's going to happen to society? Not if, but when this collapse comes. I mean, we're teetering on the brink right now. It is so unstable. The markets are so manipulated. There are so many derivatives out there. Mortgage-backed securities and credit default swaps and so forth. I mean, there's more out there than all of the money in the world that can cover it 16 times over. Talk about a crapshoot. I mean, seriously? This is bad. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Sovereign Man, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Good evening, Michael. I want you to enjoy your time with John and everybody. You know, it's nice to have a round table of like-minded individuals.
Yeah, it is fun. I'll tell you that. I'm really looking forward. I've never met Erskine or Dave Hodges. I'm really looking forward to that. That's why I got into Dave's site tonight, and I wanted to share a couple of articles. He's a great writer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout-out. There's a YouTube. I don't know if you're familiar with Ralph Epperson's work.
I've had Ralph on my show, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has a video, and you're familiar with the book, The Unseen Hand. He has a video called America's Secret Destiny. And it's wonderful. It's a five-hour video. So you're going to have to probably take bites of it.
But, well, let me stop you there. Is that the video that you just sent to Dan, my board operator?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because he just sent it to me. And, yes. I'll take a look at it. I mean, you know, people send me this stuff, and I really do look at it. I mean, you know, I mentioned on the air the other day, if somebody wants to come up on air and promote a book, they'll send me a copy of the book. Unlike a lot of talk shows, I'll read the whole book before I put them on the air. So, you know, I'm heavy into it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, I'm glad you have the time. A lot of people, they don't have enough time to do anything. They're going in so many different directions. excuse me. I also wanted to ask you about the article that you were speaking of about the history of Mr. Michael Brown. My communication with the producer, he said that you can't find it, but you can also look in your searches. There's actually a search history on your computer that you can look through on your browser.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got the article that I wrote about Michael Brown up on my website.
It's on the website. You have an article on your website too. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And also there's a video in there that goes through the evidentiary part of the evidence, and I expounded on it even further than they did. But it goes through and points out a number of different discrepancies that, you know, leads one to believe under the preponderance of the evidence that Michael E. Brown was not shot in Ferguson, Missouri. Somebody may have been, but it wasn't Michael E. Brown.
So, right.
Yeah.
This is the thing. We're in the latter days, and, you know, God said that he's going to send a strong delusion. Well, it seems like there's a great delusion that's going on. A lot of people are confounded. And those that have eyes to see and ears to hear will. And, you know, if this is the truth, I mean, I see it going on all the time. People are talking the common narrative that's being shoved out to them, but they can't look behind the curtain. And thank you for being able to see that, Michael.
They're walking around in confusion. I mean, just this week, I have run into a couple of different people at the grocery store, both times, of which, you know, they find out who I am or what I do, and the first words out of their mouth is, "What's going on?" They know there's something wrong. They just can't put their finger on it. And, of course, when they do that, I'll hand them an RBN card, you know, you can't really get into a discussion in the grocery store when you're at the checkout counter, you know, and about all of it. You just have to give them a card and say, here, go listen to this. But yeah, people are waking up. They're under, and they're not fully awake. It's like, you know, somebody just, you know, slapped them in the face while they were in a dead sleep, and now they're starting to wake up, and they're realizing something seriously bad is wrong, but they can't put their finger on what it is.
I agree. They just don't know what it is, and hopefully when we're out there, you know, sharing the truth and love, we can point them in the right direction.
And that's a good point. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Sovereign Man, because, yes, you have to approach them from a position of love. You can't try to jam it down their throat. You know, it's like feeding a baby pablum. You know, you have to smile, and you have to show empathy and concern for them. You know?
I find that I try to find a commonality with the individual first before I even touch on any the quote unquote, I guess you would call them, touchy subjects.
Well, I'll tell you who is the best I've ever seen at it is John Stadtmiller. That man, I've seen him go into places and talk to people that I would not, I couldn't do it. I saw him sit down with the sheriff up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and talk to him for an hour and a half and give him an education on it. And he did it in such an eloquent manner that the sheriff was basically tongue-tied. He couldn't even speak. You know?
Well, that was a blessing. I think maybe the hand of God was over him because, you know, a lot of times you go into those places, you don't come out willing.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. And that's why I say, you know, I wouldn't even attempt it. You know, but John is John, and you know John's got his belief, and you know God bless him. He's a man on a mission. You know.
Yeah, I think we all are. That's why we're made for such a time as this.
All right.
Also want to remind you that there is a chat room if you want to.
And I went to go in there the other day, and I couldn't get in there.
There was a problem yesterday. Between last night and today, I think they were updating the servers because the Flash, Adobe Flash, has been updated. And I think, and also the Firefox has been updated also.
But it's AmericanAwakening.chattango.com, right?
That's correct. You got it.
All right, tango.com.
Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
All right, anything else you got?
That's it. Yeah, just have a blessed
evening.
Thanks
for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Stay out of trouble, okay? Anyway, folks, listen. If you haven't already got your money out of the bank, get it out of the bank. You know, don't leave any more in there than you have to. But if you've given any real deep thought to this, we're talking about these people that are unprepared, the people that are starting to wake up, that know there's something going on, but they don't know what it is. Think of all those people out there that don't know that the next time this happens, it's going to be a bail-in, not a bail-out, and their money is gone. Can you imagine what's going to happen to this society? Imagine when the bank accounts dry up, when they go to their ATM machine, they can't get the money out for their groceries. Can you imagine when their bank accounts go to zero? And I've said before, and I'll say again, really the reality is that if you look at the dollar bill, it's nothing more than a debt. It's a note. It says so right on the front. It really doesn't belong to us. It's just script that they forced us to use. We own nothing. We don't own that script. They own it. It says so right on the front of it. The only thing that we own is our labor and creativity. We don't even own our house. We don't own our cars. We don't own anything. We have a certificate of title on our automobile. Certificate of title is not a title. A warranty deed is not a deed, okay, on your home. You don't pay your property taxes, they're going to come in and foreclose on it. We don't own anything. We're literally slaves in this nation. And I had the opportunity yesterday to listen to Clint Richardson. I mean, I was in awe. My mouth was dragging open. Some of those definitions he was giving of some of these things, some of the background, the deep research that this guy's gone into. And I've not taken the time to do that. I mean, some of it actually, you know, I was flabbergasted. Some of it's beyond me. But as I continue here and I listen to this, I never cease to be amazed. I hear the music. We're out of time. Be back tomorrow. Stay out of trouble and good night. And stay tuned for Clint Richardson.